Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. The Globe is reporting, by the way, that Zohar Tsarnaev is charged by the U.S. attorney with conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against persons and property in the U.S. resulting in death. That's just the first of the charges. Last week, we had an opportunity to have in studio two subway violinists whose work has gone viral. We didn't play it then for obvious reasons. We figured everybody needed a little spirit lifting. So here it is.
Thank you very much for being here. We saw you guys on YouTube. You're absolutely fantastic. You're going to play for all our listeners in just a couple of seconds. But tell us, your former Berklee students, stupidly, I didn't think of Berklee as, I think of it as jazz. I don't think of it as violinist.
Yeah.
But you were down, not your goal for all eternity, I know, in the subway. But this video went viral. And what happened?
Blew up, went nuts. Well, like, I posted it, and it was the first – I was stoked about it getting 600 views the first day, but literally, like, the first 3 days, it doubled in views. Like, the amount we got doubled every day, and then just woke up, and it had 50,000, and then there's, like, 200,000, and it just, like, went nuts, and then getting calls from New York Post and, like, crazy people, you know?
Pretty overwhelming process.
So where are you now? What's the number now?
Almost 600,000, yeah. I think.
How many times a day do you check to see how many hits are? Tell the truth, the whole truth,
constantly.
And nothing but.
I lose count. I check it constantly.
But this could be, I mean, I would hope this could mean, like, maybe a deal for you guys, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we both have other projects that that we're working on, like bands that we play out with. So I guess this is a really cool opportunity, but it's also kind of a means to an end, I guess.
How long have you guys been playing together, Rhett and Josh?
On and off, like, for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
I moved to Texas and toured there with a band for a while and then came back and... We both didn't want to work at a mall, you know, so we started doing this again.
Plus, there are not that many subway platforms in Texas, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So on Marathon Monday, you guys, were you in Boston Common? Is that where you were?
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
You, like all of us, had no idea what was going on. And you're just playing to be part of Patriots Day and Marathon Monday? Was that the deal?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it was a beautiful day out, and it was the first day that we got to play in the public gardens, which was nice to get out from underground, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when you're playing the public garden for an hour... What can you take in? Did you put your violin cases down? Is that what you
put
down?
We do. Yeah.
The public garden is kind of more fickle than the subway station.
Really? Okay. Yeah, do you do in an hour on the subway on the red line?
It depends. It depends, like, on the stop. Anywhere, yeah, from
100 to 150 each.
That's not bad.
But by the way, it's not because they're more fickle. It's because the ability for cheap people to avoid you in Boston Common is far greater than a subway plan. So I usually never want to hear a cover of a Beatles song, but I've heard you guys do other things, so we're going to allow this just this one time. Our understanding is when you're in Boston Common, you were playing a great Beatles tune. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Can you play a little Eleanor Rigby for us?
Absolutely.
Here they are, Rhett Price and Josh Knowles. Take it away, gentlemen. Paul Woo! McCartney, eat your heart out.
That was fabulous.
Thank you very much.
You know, I mean, it's really, I dabble a tiny bit in music. It's really hard to make that kind of sound come out of a violin. How long have you guys been studying since you were like little kids?
Yes. Yeah, we were both four when we started.
Is that really true? Yeah. Or you're just saying, four?
Yeah. I'm 24, he's 23. And so, yeah. 19 and 20 years.
So you were squeaking for about 5
years.
Oh
my goodness!
I mean, we're still squeaking.
Yeah.
Now,
no,
why
just audibly. You know?
But why the violin? I mean, you hear there are lots of all these horrible stereotypes about who plays the violin, who doesn't play. Why did you choose it, or did parents choose it? Starting with
Josh,
you,
has the best. Well, okay, Josh has the best story for that.
Well, let's defer, Josh. What's the deal?
I was watching Sesame Street. And there was some, like, animated montage of, like, a kid growing up, and he was all squeaky at first with Twinkle Twinkle, and he grew up, and he started playing it better and better. And by the end, he was in some concert hall playing with a tuxedo.
And that's what did it for you?
Yeah. Like,
and you guys, how long have you been together? I don't know if gymnastics before, maybe you did. How long are you together?
Yeah, like
a couple.
2.5 years.
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
Because that takes a lot of arranging, too, to do it the way you did
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. We got in a really good habit of trying to arrange, like, one or two new songs every week. So that, you know, I mean, we do this for like a living to pay rent right now, so we don't want to get bored. We don't want the commuters, you know, people coming in every day to get bored either. So we've gotten a little better about doing new songs, too.
So when is it going to be a CD?
There is one.
Yeah. There is one.
Oh,
it's,
oh,
yeah, it's
tell
free.
People.
Repprice.bandcamp.com. It's free.
Wait, say that again. Repprice, which is you. Repprice.what?
Bandcamp.com.
Band, as in BANDCAMP.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
.com. And it's free because of your... What? Why is it free?
Why not? I mean, I don't know. If you all you have to do is just go to the website, and there's a big blue link that just says free download. And
because you think music should be free, or because you want to bring people into your music, Josh? What's the rationale?
Yeah, I think it's both at this stage. You know, if we can, you know, make a couple bucks here and there, that's great. But really, I mean, the end all goal is to communicate and to communicate to a larger audience, you know?
But at some point, I mean, I often wonder about this. You know, I guess you could be in a band, that a rock band or something. There's a lot of violins and rock bands and stuff. But how do you make a living, really, one day when you have to, you know, have your mortgage and all that kind of stuff as a violinist?
I mean, there are a lot of different things you have to have income from at the same time, you know? Like, I mean, royalties I don't think we're really going to pay bills, but like, I mean, sales and then on tour, I think the big money right now, especially because of like downloaded music for free and illegally,
right.
A lot of money is going into merch sales and concert ticket sales, you know. You can't download concert tickets, you know.
No,
like, you
cannot.
Can't download that experience. So.
Marjorie, give me a question.
What?
In light of what they have just said, if you go to Rhett Price, and it's R-H-E-T-T Price, right, mm-hmm. bandcamp.com, and you can get the music for free, do you think we should just give back what we make from
no.
WGBH
no,
and
well,
give it to, you don't think so?
Well, I don't like giving away people's intellectual property for free.
Let's get back
to
Taylor Swift for a couple of seconds. That's right. The video that I assume everybody has seen or will see by the time you guys leave the studio. Did you post a lot of stuff before this that didn't get this reaction?
Yeah.
There were just a lot of, like, nice things that came together with that video. You know, we had, like, great quality for that video. Like,
yeah, there are a lot of things.
That video, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, when I was living, like I said, I was living in Texas before, and while I was there, I continued to put up videos by myself, you know, so that way it wasn't like it didn't just totally die away, but people were like used to like seeing new videos. And then that my computer crashed, so it was like, let's you know, get someone to do something like high quality for once. And so,
oh, so you're nothing without Josh, let's face it. Is that not true?
Do you guys play other instruments?
We dabble. I sing in my band, too.
Okay. So it's violin.
Yeah.
It's a big concentration. I just wonder how much crossover there is, like, between violin, viola, cello, that kind of thing.
I guess with viola, yeah. And also with singing, there's a lot of, like, there's a real correlation because no frets. Like, there's that kind of, like, oscillation in pitch always, you know.
So before you play the song that made you famous, Taylor, I mean, you are. I mean, you
I don't
are.
Know about using that term.
Well, I, in our world, you are. Taylor Swift used to spend a lot of time in Massachusetts, as you know, for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, dating someone, I
exactly.
think, as I recall.
Have you heard from her, any of her people, after this thing?
No. The closest that I've gotten to seeing anything like related to her was her guitarist, like his wife. Tweeted it.
That's pretty close.
And,
that's
and,
a good
and
start.
And someone that works for it. Someone that works for her, her record label, also tweeted it. And I talked to both of them. But like, she never tweeted it, which is what I wanted. But yeah. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, if anybody knows Taylor Swift who is listening, please communicate to her that the gentleman, Josh and Rhett, would like to hear from them. So before you play us the Taylor Swift song that did make you famous, whether you like the word or not, you go to RhettPriceBandcamp.com.
RhettPrice.Bandcamp.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, .Bandcamp.com, and you can get their music. Mm-hmm. So, gentlemen, for those who haven't seen the video, what's the Taylor Swift song that made you who you are?
I Knew You Were Trouble.
You can play it for us? Here they are, Rhett Price and Josh Knowles. Guys, we really appreciate your coming by.
Thank you so much.
Here they are.
We've been listening to violinist Rhett Price and Josh Knowles. Thanks so much to those guys for being with us. Thank you to everybody who joined me and Jim today. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. Follow us on Twitter at Boston Public Radio and facebook.com/Boston Public Radio. This show is a production of WGBH Radio. I'm Marjorie Egan. Thank you so much for listening.